House File 291 passed on a party line vote of 53 to 47. Once the bill had passed, several watching the proceedings shouted with anger after a failed attempt to stop the chamber from going into recess. Iowa lawmakers were up all night Wednesday debating a long list of amendments filed by Democrats to try and slow down the fast track of the collective bargaining measure. Most were defeated or deferred. The bill will curtail most collective bargaining activities and change health care coverage for the majority of public workers. House Republicans approved a move to end the debate at noon over Democratic opposition. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Crawford County said the bill was what Iowans had asked for in terms of local control and education reform.
This bill, I believe heart and soul, is a win for all Iowans and the delivery of a promise from Republicans that we would reform government to make it more efficient for the people of Iowa.
Speaking from Des Moines right after the vote, Sioux City Democratic Representative Chris Hall said that the collective bargaining bill was kept secret until last week, and it was debated for less than a week. He says the results of the bill could be disastrous for many Iowans.
This is a train wreck moving forward and something that will affect 184,000 Iowans in the worst way possible.
Hall says some school districts and other union groups and businesses are trying to solidify contracts before the bill is signed by Governor Terry Branstad.
So right now you see many cities, counties, and school boards working to quickly ratify contracts with their unions because they truly want to support their workers and give them some stability moving forward over the next year or two.
The state Senate also passed its version of the collective bargaining bill, 29 to 21. Now it moves to the governor's desk. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mary Hartnett.